I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hollywood icons coming on your screen, and I hope she brought her trampoline. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Goldie Hawn now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen, getting ready for tomorrow's unofficial start of summer, fittingly joined by the human embodiment of sunshine. My guest is one of Hollywood's all-time greats, and she's making the world a better place as the founder of the Mind Up program. It's our friend Goldie Hawn. Hi, Goldie.
Hi, guys.
Great to see you. And Goldie, you recently posted an Instagram video of yourself joyfully jumping on a trampoline, and watching it gave the world a collective bounce in their step. Goldie, by the way, where is Kurt right now?
He's upstairs talking to his accountant.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, let me know how that goes. Tonight, I am paying a virtual visit to Hollywood royalty, so I want to take a peek inside the palace. Goldie, it's time for you to open your vault. What did you bring to show me?
This is so crazy, because when I tried to think of it, you know, I was going to bring Kurt.
Because
that was for something else, which I'll tell you about. But in terms of this, I'm going to bring this out, because this is something that I literally have never held like this, because I didn't pick it up. And my story is, I'm actually holding it, and I've never done it to give a thank you speech for this, because it was my first movie. And I was in London working with Peter Sellers, and I was making the movie.
Raquel Welch accepted it for you, didn't she?
She did, yeah. She did. And I didn't really know her, and I did not expect to win. And I went to bed that night in London, and I forgot that it was on. So I didn't even know that the Academy Awards were on. I went to sleep because I had to get up and go to work the next day. And I got a call at like 3:30 in the morning, and this voice came on and said, "You got it." And I said, "I got what?" He said, "You got the Academy Award." And I'm half asleep. And I said, "Who is this?" I'm the publicist from whatever. Oh my God. Therefore, the first person I spoke to was not my mom and dad after that, but it was the publicist. I forgot it was on television. So I get to hold this, sweetheart, on your show. And I've never been, it sits in my closet.
Closet. And you won for Cactus Flower. You were also nominated for Private Benjamin too, right?
I was.
Who won that year?
Sissy Spacek. She was great. coal miner's daughter.
Yeah, of course. Wow. You know,
to be nominated though for a comedy.
Yeah, that's hard.
Hard. So yeah. it really was a great thing unto itself that we could actually look at and honor on some level the difficulty of comedy and the preciseness of the timing and so forth. And so I felt good about it, even though I didn't win.
Well, I thank you for showing me that. I absolutely love that. Goldie's program, Mind Up, gives children tools to manage stress and develop mental fitness, which is all something that everybody needs right now. But how does Goldie give her mind a pick-me-up? I have a round of questions about what we can all do to feel as good as Goldie. Goldie, what show are you watching right now that's keeping you laughing?
You know, that's funny you ask, because I'm watching a lot of different shows and so forth. A lot of old movies I haven't seen and some great ones that I'm on with Steven Spielberg bent right now. But last night I saw Best in Show. And I can't tell you.
So good.
I laugh every minute. It was a laugh a minute. The greatest. But one of the things that I do believe in all of it is that knowing what we know about laughter, really the science of laughter and the biology of laughter, it actually heals you. So when you know, this is a really important part of living, right? And a lot of people forget that laughter is actually healthy. Yeah. So we got real healthy last night.
which of your own movies will you pop on for a pick-me-up?
Oh, no, I don't do any. I never watch my movies. And I don't do it because I don't say, oh, I don't watch a movie. I did it.
Yeah.
And there was one time that Kurt and I actually were in bed and we were getting ready to snuggle. And the TV was on. You know, there's a little bit of light, turn off the whatever, keep the lights down, but the night of the television, that was enough. But it was us. It was us doing on Overboard. So the two of us forgot about, you know, what we were going to do. And we ended up watching the movie. It was so fabulous.
It's such a good movie.
Oh, God, remember that one? That was funnier than I thought. Or, you know, how we started looking at what we
did. That's awesome.
It was great.
Okay, last question of these. Who would you sooner call if you needed a positivity pep talk? Kate or Oliver?
That's a good one. They give me positivity in different ways.
Smart lady. Goldie for Senate. Well, it wouldn't be Memorial Day weekend without family time and grilling. So I invited one of your kids to administer the heat. Here with a round of tough questions for you, it's your shady spawn. Who's the shady spawn? It's Oliver Hudson, everybody. Hey, Oliver.
Hello.
Shady spawn, what's your first question for your mom?
Oliver, what are you doing there? I just talked to you. You didn't tell me.
First of all, you call me for the positivity. Let's just get that straight.
Okay.
Okay, the first question for you, mother, is when was the angriest that you've ever been at me? Because I know.
Yeah, I mean, I got really angry with you. Oh, God, honey, you were hard to get angry with. But I got angry one time when you decided you were going to go drive with this girl who had her driver's license. 16 and you were 14.
Ooh.
And I said, where are you going? And you said, I'm going out with so-and-so. Who is she? Well, she's whatever. When she get her license? Da-da-da-da-da. No, you're not going.
That was a horrible moment in my childhood.
Okay, Shady Spawn, what's your second question?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the Overboard remake?
That is such a great question. You know why?
Why?
I didn't see it.
Really?
No, I can't answer that question.
Smart lady. Okay,
Smart
Shady
woman.
Spawn, what's your next question?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
What is your least favorite Kate Hudson rom-com?
I'm sure there's one I didn't see that I didn't like.
Have you seen any of them after How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I mean, have you ever seen it? Well, because we don't really watch each other's stuff, to be honest. Like, that's not, we don't sort of do that much.
Okay, last question, Shady Spawn.
Who has been your
Spawn?
He's the Shady like Spawn, Goldie. That's what this is called. He's the Shady Spawn.
I am. I love that title. I really do, actually. What? No, who has been your worst on-screen kiss?
My worst on-screen kiss?
Yeah.
I think I know this if you don't want to say it. I mean, it's got to be Woody Allen, right?
Did I kiss him?
Yeah, remember? He's like, he closes his mouth and he's like, oh, I don't like to do open mouth kissing. And
what movie was that?
Are you making that up?
I don't know. Everyone Says I Love You, she did with Woody Allen.
Everyone Says I Love You, I did the show with him. I don't remember an open mouth kissing with him or even a closed mouth kissing.
There you go. Well, you know what? This is why Oliver could, you know, Oliver's a good Goldie historian. So he knows the story. By the way, we're all so grateful at Watch What Happens Live that, you know, this was the broadcast that Goldie revealed how well hung her son Oliver was from birth.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That was amazing.
One of the great moments of my life.
Well, by the way, when the doctor came out and said, I need a bigger clamp, when he was being circumcised, it really helped me not continue to cry. I got excited. I went, oh, that's so great. Because I was waiting for him to cry when they cut, you know, whatever. And he just took my brain away from it. And I went, a bigger clamp.
Oh my God. Oliver, thank you, Shady Spawn. Thanks for coming. And I'm going to talk to you later this week. I'm going to be on your podcast. Yeah.
That's right. Can't wait. I love you.
Thanks,
love you,
Oliver.
Mama.
Aw, that's
good, sweetie.
Well, when Goldie looks back at the numerous milestones in her life and career, I'm sure she has the full range of feelings because, as her character in the First Wives Club said, I'm an actress. I have all of them. So let's bring her back to a few important firsts with the first Deep Dives Club. Okay, Goldie, who was your first kiss?
Oh, my first kiss was this guy that I went out with, I mean, in high school.
Yeah.
And he parked the car, and it was by Sligo Creek, you know, because I'm from Maryland and, you know, near Washington, D.C. And he kissed me. And I remember when he was kissing me, I was so not into the kiss. I was going, so this is what it feels like. This is what it's like kissing someone. It was like an out-of-body experience, right?
Right, right.
So that was my first kiss. And I can't say that I remember his name.
Oh, well, you forgot you kissed Woody Allen, too. So there you go. When was the first time you smoked pot?
What?
When was the first time you smoked pot?
Back in the 60s.
Yeah.
I didn't do well on it.
You didn't. What was the first? By the way, are you a... do you like it now, or do you like edibles now? It's legal there.
I have had I've had an edible or two.
Yeah,
I have to say that, to be perfectly honest, my experience was so scary when
wow.
I was in the 60s. It really was. It sent me to a psychologist for quite a while.
Wow.
And I bless the day that happened, because if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't have been able to deal so readily with success. Because I started to learn a lot more about me and a lot more about my psychology. And I was able to then separate between a fan and who I was, right? So it was
That's great.
I have never been more friggin' scared in my life. So,
right.
So I'm not a big drug person.
Yeah.
But I have so much happiness in me, so much joy, that I don't almost want to tamper with it too much, because
That's great.
It's there. I don't need it. Do I want a cocktail now and then? Yes.
What was the first concert you attended?
Ike and Tina Turner. I was 16 years old, and I was in Washington, D.C., which is where I was from, the Howard Theater. I will never forget it.
Wow.
Ike and Tina Turner on stage at the Howard Theater. It was the most amazing experience. So that was the first concert I'd ever been to.
Awesome. Who said I love you first, you or Kurt?
Wow. I don't remember. I do remember when we called each other honey.
Okay.
You called me honey first.
How would you describe your first meeting with Bette Midler?
Great. Great. She is fabulous. So much fun.
What did you purchase with your first big Hollywood paycheck?
Oh, my mother's, I bought my mother wall-to-wall carpeting.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really what I wanted to do, and it was attached to a different story, but she wanted it so bad. And I figured as soon as I made money, I would get my mom wall-to-wall carpeting, and that's what I did.
Wow. Goldie, Nicole from New Hampshire said, after all these years with Kurt, what one weird thing have you learned about him from being in quarantine?
Oh, what a weird thing?
Is there something weird or interesting you've learned about him during quarantine that you didn't already know? Or that have learned about each other?
I've literally been quarantined with him for 47 years. 37 years. I've been quarantined. I think I know him pretty well. No surprises here, for sure.
No surprises there. That's
He really was quarantined on his own in Aspen for a while because he went there to ski.
Yeah. We had Kate and Oliver on the show recently, and I was saying to them, when do you think you'll make a movie with your mom? And they were like, we don't know. Oliver was into it, and I think Kate was like, I don't know. I don't know if we could do it. Is that something that you would like to do? Do you ever think about it?
We've all thought about it.
You have. Yeah.
And in every iteration, we all laugh and go, oh my God, can you imagine? And what's interesting is that our grandchildren are also talented. So you're thinking, what would happen? I mean, Oliver's children and Kate's too, they're naturals. Natural. Yeah. And we thought, wouldn't it be just in our lifetime to do one movie? Well, first of all, let's talk about doing any movie right now. But I mean, to do one movie with the whole family. Yeah. I mean, it could be amazing. So the answer is kind of yes.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. Okay. So Goldie, I mentioned Mind Up. How's Mind Up helping kids who are stuck at home right now during quarantine?
Mind Up has a 15 basic things to do, right? And one of them is that our children begin to understand how their brains work. And everything comes from the brain. Stress actually has all kinds of mitigating factors to well-being and for us to actually feel better in our skin, to create a more optimistic point of view. Now, this doesn't mean that we're looking at something unrealistically, but it really gives children an understanding how to regulate their emotions. And we do a brain break 3 times a day. So the children now, the Mind Up children, are doing brain breaks during the day with their parents. And this is a really important thing to quiet down your brain, because what happens is the brain goes, pow, that's the amygdala. Boom. It takes all your thinking away from your prefrontal cortex. And these 6 and 7 and 8 year olds can tell you just how their brain works. And they're able to mitigate some of that stress.
What age do you start with kids? My son is like 16 months. So when can I get him going?
Oh my God. Congratulations. Are you going crazy with this? Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. Okay. It is a preschool.
And
eighth grade.
Very good. Well, it's amazing. And you're the perfect person to be leading us into this Zen. Goldie, Josh W. emailed, I loved you and Kurt in the first Christmas Chronicles movie. Are there going to be any naughty scenes between Mr. and Mrs. Claus in the sequel?
Very, very naughty question. And the answer is no. But I'm Mrs. Claus, so she's not very naughty, but she's very magical. And, so that movie comes out, next fall. It'll be really fun to see that. It's going to be great.
Very good. Okay. Before my moment of mazel, I need to do a quick change. Okay. Hold on one sec, Goldie. All right, I'm back. And my heart goes out to everyone going through a major transition in this complete mishigas we're in right now. So tonight's moment of mazel goes to the class of 2020. I want to offer you a clubhouse commencement with words to live by from me and my staff. When it comes to your career, go after exactly what you want. Your passion will fuel your success, I promise. Also, don't microwave fish in the office. This is a lesson you do not want to learn the hard way. If you're in your relationships, surround yourself with people who make you feel good and who have your best interest at heart. It's okay to outgrow people who no longer do that. Also, learn how to read a room. Know when to put the phone down. If you feel like texting the ex, don't. Don't be afraid to be weird. Normal is overrated and often boring. When in doubt, be kind. Always be kind. Listen to Dolly Parton's Light of a Clear Blue Morning on loop. Even if you hate to cook, learn to make one dish really well. Pay your bills on time and don't live beyond your means. To LGBTQ graduates who've been made to feel wrong or different, it does get better. I promise, I really do. And I say this every night on my show, never drink and drive, ever. And always maintain your breath. Quotes to live by. Lady Gaga, remember that your career will never wake up and tell you that it doesn't love you anymore. Alex McCord, don't take advice from the well-meaning morons. Britney Jean Spears, you want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? You better work, bitch. And finally, RuPaul says, unless they pay in your bills, pay them, bitches, no mind. Congratulations, class of 2020. And thank you, Goldie Hawn, for being here. We're going on a short hiatus. We are coming back June 8th. Stay mindful, everybody. Stay positive. Stay happy. Love you, Goldie Hawn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy. It's the After Show with Goldie Hawn. George K. Facebooked, in the mid-90s, Madonna wrote a letter to her fan club saying she was working with you on the film version of Chicago. What was it like developing that movie with Madonna, and why didn't it work out?
Long story, to make it short-ish, Madonna and I were going to do it. I was working with Harvey Weinstein on it because he was producing. And Harvey decided that I brought in Nick Heitner, who was a director, and I thought he'd be good to direct it. And then he put Wendy Wasserstein on it to write it. And I thought that was great. Then I got the script a while later, and it was for a 23-year-old. So I called him and I said, well, you know, I'm not 23. Who's writing my part for a 23-year-old? And he said, well, actually, you can't play 23. And I said to him, oh, Oh yeah, I can actually. There's digital, you can do my face, you can make me look 12 if you want to. And I'm still dancing and singing. So that you're not gonna get off that way, Harvey. So how else are you gonna do it, right? And I said, that's really underhanded of you. Why don't you just come out and say you wanna do it with somebody else? But we had a pay or play, we got into it. I met with them and the script was so bad, I told them myself, I said, as a producer, not an actress, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. There's no emotion in it. There is no, you don't care for anybody. And I would rewrite this if I were you. Turned out, didn't do it. He ended up paying me, which was amazing. And I was able to call Harvey and say, Harvey, you want to know something? I really, really didn't like you. But not, this isn't about the money. I said, but the fact that you did be honorable for me and in this situation, I'm thankful for that because I like you better. And that was that.
Wow.
And so neither one of us did it. It was a fantastic movie. He did the right thing. He hired the right people. And I went up to him afterwards and I said, Harvey, this is a great movie. And he said, Goldie, you got a lot of class.
Wow.
So my relationship, interestingly enough, with Harvey was a really tough one, but I didn't back down.
Yeah.
That was something that, you know, I really said, nope, you're not going to play that game with me.
I remember there were also rumors that Bob Fosse wanted to do the movie with you and Liza Minnelli in the 80s before he passed away. Was that ever a conversation?
Yes. Liza came to my house when I was pregnant with Oliver. She came to my house and I was in bed because I was had morning sickness. And she said to me, Gold, you've got to listen to this. It's going to be great. We're going to do this. It's going to be a movie. Fosse will direct it, And she explained the whole movie, the whole thing of Chicago. I mean, So she literally put everything. And I thought, my God, this is like a crazy moment. Now, I had no idea. I mean, for me, it was like a backer's audition, right? And
right.
She was acting everything out, and I'm in my bed, pregnant, going, are we really going to do this? That was that.
Wow. Well, thank you, Goldie, for hanging out with us. We love you. We love you. We love you.
I love you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.